It now looks as though the Gordie Howe International Bridge is certain to become reality. Investors have to be lined up, and there's still more work to be done before shovels go into the ground, but all the major political and legal challenges have been overcome. But what about the Ambassador Bridge and its controversial owner, 88-year-old Matty Maroon? 2 months ago, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan startled people when he announced a surprise agreement with Maroon, who says he wants to build a second bridge next to the Ambassador. The city's agreeing to give Maroon a 3-acre section of Riverside Park he needs if he's ever going to build a second span. In return, Maroon has to give Detroit 5 acres of riverfront property the city wants. Plus, he has to pay about $3 million for improvements to the park, another $2 million later, and put 1,050 windows in the old abandoned train station. What's more, Maroon has to do all of that first, or he doesn't get his land. At the time, lots of people familiar with Maroon felt it was a terrible deal. However, it seemed a smart move to me. The Canadian government is never going to let Maroon build a second bridge, though it's conceivable the Ambassador might someday be replaced. I thought the city was taking advantage of Maroon's obsession to make a good deal for the taxpayers. But there's some evidence that this might not be all that clear-cut. Over the weekend, I saw former Governor James Blanchard, who's committed to helping the Howe Bridge become reality. Blanchard felt the deal with Duggan was a terrible idea because it sent confusing signals to the private sector investors the Howe Bridge needs to attract. The day before, however, I talked to Mayor Duggan about this. He told me he was fully committed to the Howe Bridge and doesn't think there'll ever be 2 Ambassador Bridges. However, he does think we need a second bridge and expects someday it will be prudent to replace the Ambassador, which is now 86 years old and clearly showing signs of wear. All that made sense to me. But the deal Duggan made with Maroon hadn't yet been approved by Detroit City Council, and yesterday attorneys urged council to be cautious. They presented a report that noted that the Maroon family's history of negative dealings with the community in the area of the bridge is well known. It added that commitments have been made to the community on a variety of issues with a continuing lack of follow-through. Well, they're right about that. 3 years ago, a judge threw Matty Maroon and Bridge Company President Dan Stamper in jail for repeatedly ignoring court orders to live up to their agreement to build a freeway ramp and a roadway. They've been proven untrustworthy. But the current agreement seems to say Maroon doesn't get what he wants till the city is fully paid off. However, the lawyers think part of the agreement calling for Maroon to fully clean up the property the city gets may be unenforceable. The mayor disputes that, but it would seem that caution's advisable. Ronald Reagan used to quote an old Russian proverb, "Trust but verify." That seems especially appropriate here.